Section 10. Control for safety. To learn how to control direction, speed, and balance, all riders should practice. This manual suggests ways to keep control of the motorcycle and avoid crashes. Body position. To control a motorcycle well, riders must be in the proper position. Posture. Keep back straight, and head and eyes up. Arms should be relaxed and slightly bent. Hands. Hold handle grips firmly. This helps riders keep a solid grip if the motorcycle bounces. A rider's wrist should be down. This helps keep a rider from using too much throttle. Knees. Keep knees against the gas tank to keep balance as the motorcycle turns. Feet. Keep feet firmly on the foot pegs. Firm footing helps keep balance. Do not drag feet along the ground. Feet catching something on the ground can cause loss of control. Keep feet near the controls to get to them quickly, if necessary. Also, keep toes pointed up to keep them from getting caught in between the road and the footpeg. Turning. New riders often try to take curves or turns too fast, causing panic and loss of control. Braking too hard, which may cause a skid or loss of control, can also occur. Riders must learn to judge how fast a curve may safely be taken. Approach all turns with caution. When turning, use the following steps for better control. Slow down. Reduce speed before a turn. Keep speed down until completing the turn. Look. Use head turns for directional control and to look through the turn. Lean. To turn, the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, push on the hand grip in the direction of the turn. Maintain steady speed or accelerate gradually. Avoid decelerating in the turn. Higher speeds and/or tighter turns require more lean. In normal turns, the rider and motorcycle should lean together. In slow, tight turns, lean the motorcycle only and keep your body straight. Braking, stopping. Motorcycles have two brakes. Both are needed to stop effectively and safely. The front brake provides about 3/4 of the stopping power. Front wheel locks release the lever until the tire regains traction. If the rear wheel locks, do not release it. Keep it locked until the motorcycle comes to a stop. When braking, remember. Practice using the front brake correctly. Braking is an activity that requires continuous practice for maximum proficiency. When slowing down or stopping, always use both brakes. This ensures riders have enough skill to use the front brake properly when needed. Apply both brakes at the same time. Do not apply the rear brake first. Shifting. There is more to shifting than getting the motorcycle to accelerate smoothly. Instability can occur if the gears are used incorrectly when downshifting, turning, or starting from a standstill on a hill. Change gears to match the engine speed with the road speed. Downshifting. It is important to shift down through gears for the appropriate slow down or stop. This ensures riders always have enough power to accelerate quickly if needed. Travel at the proper speed to shift into a lower gear. Motorcycles may lurch, and the gear wheel may lock up, if downshifting is performed at too fast a speed or the clutch is released abruptly. Remember. Riding downhill. Motorcycles tend to pick up speed on a downgrade. Shifting into first gear. On many motorcycles, the speed range for first gear is very low. Under these conditions, use the brakes to slow down enough to shift safely. Going uphill. It is more difficult to get the motorcycle moving on an upgrade than it is on flat ground. There is always a danger of rolling backward and into another vehicle. Remember. Use the front brake to hold the motorcycle while starting the engine and shifting into first gear. Change to the foot brake to hold the motorcycle while operating the throttle with the right hand. For more power, open the throttle a little bit. Release the clutch gradually. The front wheel may come off the ground or the engine may stop, or both, if it is released too quickly. Release the foot brake when the engine begins to slow down and the motorcycle begins to move forward.